So, how can someone find a remedy for this pervasive malaise? By taking inspiration from those who have successfully overcome it, modeling our own behavior after theirs. Let's look at the patriarch Abraham as an example. Don't accuse me of repetition if I often refer to him. It's precisely his exceptional qualities and the fact that he serves as the ultimate example which make it inexcusable for anyone not to imitate him. Indeed, if we presented different people embodying different virtues, one might argue that attaining true virtue is nearly impossible, since it would be hard to excel in all those areas simultaneously, areas in which each saint has only partially excelled. But when one person, like Abraham, embodies all virtues, what excuse can those who, despite the law and grace, fail to achieve the same level of virtuousness as those who lived before the law and grace? So how did Abraham conquer this beast of pride during his disagreement with his nephew? In the distribution of lands, Abraham didn't gain the most advantageous part, yet he wasn't upset. It's important to realize that in public opinion, the humiliation from such an event is worse than the material loss, especially in a situation where Abraham could have easily exerted his power and demanded first choice due to his seniority. But even after being slighted by his nephew, a younger man, Abraham wasn't angry or resentful. Instead, he kept on loving him and supporting him. Also, after his victorious combat against the barbarians, he didn't showcase his win or erect a trophy. His goal was to achieve peace, not to boast about his victory. Moreover, he showed modesty when he hosted strangers. He didn't seek praise for his hospitality, but instead, he displayed humility. He went out to greet them and bowed down to them, treating them as if he was the one benefiting from their visit. Although he had earned a title of honor from the Egyptians and had his wife returned to him, he didn't announce this to everyone. Even when the locals referred to him as a prince, he insisted on paying for his own burial spot. When he sent to arrange a marriage for his son, he didn't ask for his family to be spoken of in grandiose terms, but only that a bride would be brought. To conclude, the goal is not to attain superficial success or fame, but to practice humility and love in our daily lives, to be selfless, peaceful, and compassionate like Abraham.